And the rubber's going to send me the appearance.
I already forwarded the show to them.
Okay.
But,
okay. Send it anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so the last Gemara we saw was with regard to Yayin, whether Yayin requires Haseva, whether Haseva in fact works with regard to Yayin. And the Gemara brought the entire brace of the Orchin. We asked Kashas in all directions, but the bottom line was everything was answered. So we're up to the new Gemara of Bolohem Yayin B'toy Chamozin. Halfway down the Yomud exactly. In the middle of the line, two dots. Bo lohem yayin b'tei chamozein, kol echod v'echod v'vorech la'atzmo, he said the Mishnah on the previous page, on the very top line. Now, if you look at that Rashi, look at the Mishnah there, that mem base on a base, top line, mamash top line. Bo lohem yayin, we just said that if you're drinking wine, should you make one bracha for all or not? And Mishnah said it depends on whether it's Beheseva or Beyeshiva. When it comes to this new case, that if Bolohem Yayin B'toy Chamozoin, all of a sudden in Kol Echol V'Echol Mavarech La'atzmoi, it means if the first cup of wine arrived during the meal, not before, during, then everybody makes their own bracha. It sounds like even if it's Beheseva. So we look at the top Rashi there. First Rashi on the page, but Gemara Rashi Mefarash Taima. Why is Rashi saying but Gemara Mefarash Taima? Because Rashi knows that, simply speaking, it doesn't make any sense. You've just differentiated between Hesevo and Yeshiva for obvious reasons, because if it's Hesevo, then that's a kvias, it's called eating together, in which case one makes a bracha for all. If it's a yeshiva, then it's Arai, there's no connection between us, everybody makes their own bracha. That all makes very good sense. In fact, Rashi said that. Look on the previous page, on the Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the bottom Rashi. Rashi says, Kol echo ve'echo mevorech la'atzmoy de'ein keva suda b'loy hesevo. So Rashi has already explained to us that it all depends on what? On hesevo, is there a kvir? So there's no kvir, and that all makes a lot of sense. Suddenly you read a new line of the Mishnah on the top line, and it says, and if it's in the middle of the meal and all the rules are forgotten, suddenly everybody makes their own bracha. So Rashi says, more farish time, that obviously needs an explanation. Al derech hapshat, it doesn't really seem to make sense at all. So this is the Gemara now that Rashi was referring to. Says the Gemara, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Bo lohem yayin b'toy chamozoin, shalu es ben zoyma. I was learning with a kid this week. I think there it said also Ben Zoyma. So I asked him, what was Ben Zoyma's father called? Zoyma. Took him a while, but he got it in the end. Shalu es Ben Zoyma. They asked Ben Zoyma, Mipnei ma omru. Mipnei ma omru. Why did they say that Bolohem yayin b'toy chamozein kol echol v'echol mevorech la'atzmoy? On the one hand. And yet that very Mishnah continues and it says, La'achar amozoin, echa mevorech l'kulam. What's going on? Why is there a differentiation to be made between yayin that's brought during the meal, where then we say that everybody makes their own bracha, as opposed to at the end, where one makes a bracha for all? So the Gemara says, Omalahem, so Ben Zoyma responded back and he says, Hoyil ve'ein beis habliya ponui. What does that mean? Ein beis habliya ponui. Says Rashi, Hoyil, since ve'ein beis habliya ponui. What's the beis habliya? The throat. Literally translated, the house of swallowing. What's the place that you swallow? The throat. Ponui means empty. Your throat is not empty. In the middle of the meal, what are you doing? You're eating. So your throat is not empty. In which case, what are you concentrating on at that stage?
Eating.
On eating, swallowing. Says Rashi, V'ein leiv Hamasubin, and the heart of the Masubin, of those people leaning around the table, is not El Hamavorich. They're not concentrating or listening to the Mavorich, rather Elo Livloya, rather on swallowing. So Bish, at the end of the meal, Baruch Hashem, it's all answered now. At the end of the meal where they're finished eating, and there's no swallowing to be concentrated on. So now everybody can pay full attention and listen to the Mavarich. Remember, if you want somebody to be Moitzi you, then obviously you have to have full attention. Now we know it's Shemea Ka'ina. You have to be a Shemea. That's the number one rule. But if they're busy themselves swallowing their food, so therefore we say that they won't be able to concentrate. Their lave is not going to concentrate on the Mavarich. Rather, they'll concentrate on swallowing their food, in which case you cannot have somebody being Moitzi someone else. Everybody has to make their own bracha. Fine.
Says leave to concentrate and not
yep. Yep, very good. We always talk about kavana of the leave, kavanas haleiv. Kavana is kavana of the leave. You'll hear last night in the Vaad when you listen to the recording that of course kavana is all about a mental image. What does kavana literally mean? Kavana doesn't mean intention. Kavana means to direct. In modern Hebrew as well, if you say which kivun? Kivun means in which direction. It doesn't mean which intention. So when you have kavana, it's because you're directing your attention, and that's called intention. But either way, it's considered always to be emanating from the lev. Okay, so let's see Tosfos now. Second Tosfos and the third Tosfos. Bolohem Yain. Now actually, we learned this Tosis already. Did we learn this Tosis? Yes, sorry, let's go on the previous again, excuse me. Third Tosis. Hoyel Ve'ein Beis Ablia Ponui. V'yesh Mefarashim. Some explain. Kesha Oimer Savri Moirai, quote unquote. When you say Savrai Moirai. Or Moiri. Right. Veheim manichin leechol kidei lishmoya habrocha. So you have to alert their attention. A bit similar to when we do zimun and we say raboisai. Or some people when they make kiddush on Friday night say savri. Baruch atoshem. What does savri mean? It means attention, please. Everybody concentrate, because if you're busy involved in other things, and you're not concentrating. If you're not concentrating, and you're not a Shemeya, then there can't be a principle of Shemeya Ka'ina.
So why don't you say Savri at the beginning of Kiddush, as opposed to before the Bracha?
Because the main thing is the Bracha. All the text before that is not the main part. Yeah, Mashishi and all that.
Isn't your wife, you would say the Aegis?
Yeah, it's true. It's not the main part of the Kiddush. Says Tosis, therefore, Kishayma Savri Moirai, at that point they stop their eating in order to pay attention and listen carefully to the bracha, in order to answer amen, then shayupturim. So then indeed they will be exempted from making their own bracha and they can listen to me. Why? Because I alerted their attention, they stopped their eating, in which case they're listening to the mavarech. V'chein Mashma b'Yerushalmi. And that is the implication in the Gemara Yerushalmi, Gabi, with regard to Hach Braisa, this Braisa. Hani Mili, and it says there, Hani Mili b'Orchim. That's all true with guests. Aval b'Bal HaBayis Potur. But with regard to the Balabayis, either way, he can exempt them with this bracha. Why? Mipnei shehakoil poinim eitzel bal habayis. This is all a quote of the Yerushalmi. Because all are turning towards the Balabayis, which means if one of the Orachim want to do zimun, or if one of the Orchim want to be Moitzi everybody else with the Brocha, so then you've got to alert their attention, because they're not concentrating, they're busy eating. So in order to get their attention, you have to stop eating. But with regard to a Bala Bais, he doesn't have to do that, says Yerushalmi. Why not? Because everybody is focused on him all the time. He's running the show, he's the boss. And it carries on then. It says, Toni Rebechia, Af Bala Bais, Betoich Beisei. What does that mean? Even a Bala Bais in his house. I'm not sure what that means.
You know, we were talking about it yesterday, because the whole idea that's like if he's not in his house, say he's in a restaurant and he's paying the whole shot, he's still the Bala Bais, but he's not in his house.
Not in his house, maybe that's what it means. So I'm not sure exactly what Ruchia is adding.
We thought the bigger Kiddush was if he wasn't in his house.
Yeah. Right. So it could be, I'm not sure, I have to look it up, it could be that Rabbi Chiya is actually arguing with the first opinion. And he's saying, no, you're wrong. Af Bala Bais, but Toich Beiso, even a Bala Bais. He's not just hosting the event, but he's even housing the event. Even he does need to alert the attention of the listeners. And as it could be that he's disagreeing with the first opinion. First opinion says there's a distinction between guests and a Bala Bais. Says Rav Chiya, no, even Bala Bais is exactly the same, even if he's his own dining room. Not only if he's, like you said, hosting the event, he's making his daughter's wedding in a hall, but even if it's in the comfort of his own dining room, where you would have thought for sure everybody will have their attention turned to him, they're in his house eating his food, nonetheless, you have to alert their attention. So either way, why is Tosis quoting this Yerushalmi at all? It's because you see that what? That the main Nakuda over here is, do they have the attention of the, does the Bala Bais or whoever's making the bracha have the attention of the listeners or not? And that's what it's dependent on. Now, says Tosus, Ve'ein nire klal, Ve'ein nire l'Rabbeinu Elchanan. This does not appear correct to be to Rabbeinu Elchanan. Rabbeinu Elchanan. Seeing as Chazal instituted that everybody should make a bracha for themselves, as stated in the Mishnah, for reasons that the Gemara discussed, because the Beis Habliya is not ponui. So what's Yerushalmi telling you? Yeah, but if you said Moirai Vesavrai, so they stopped eating for a moment, so then you can be Moitzi them. Rabbi Chanan says no. Rabbi Chanan says I disagree. Why? Because if Chazal made a takona, Shivore cholechod laatzmoi, Einoi yoitze klal bebirkas chaveiroi. So finished. Chazal closed the door. Chazal said, listen. Because we're concerned that the Beis HaBliya is not ponui, therefore the attention of the people around the table will not be on the Mavarech, therefore do not be moitzi everybody with one single bracha. Rather, everybody has to make their own bracha. And once Chazal said that, then that rule remains. We don't start making exceptions. How did Tosfos begin? That if indeed he alerted their attention and he said Savrai or Moirai, then indeed one bracha would exempt everybody. And he's basing that on the Yerushalmi because you see it's all about attention. Says Rabbi Mochan, I disagree. There are no exceptions to this rule. Once Chazal made a rule, they instituted that one, every single person has to make their own bracha, then that's the way it is. And he explains another line. He says, V'gam shaloi tachloik Bein ponui l'sheinoi ponui. Well, I mean, we don't want a differentiation to be made between.
That's clear now.
When your throat is cleared, when your throat is not cleared, da'osi lemiti. Period. What does it mean, da'osi lemiti?
It will bring one to error.
It will bring a mistake, because why? If you start differentiating, and every case has its own set of rules, then people get mixed up. People say, one moment, I was in somebody's house yesterday, one person made a bracha for everybody, so let's do the same today as well. Oh, no! Yesterday, the Beis HaBliya was ponui, because he alerted their attention, they all digested, they all swallowed. But today it's not, people get confused. Therefore, even though Tosfos is not disagreeing with the logic, of course the logic is 100% sound. If the Gemara tells me that the whole concern is the Beis HaBliya is not ponui, And the obvious, inescapable conclusion is, if the Beis Abliya is Ponui, then obviously it's not a problem. Nobody can disagree with that. That logic is 100% sound. Tosis is not disagreeing with the logic. Tosis is disagreeing with the halachics. But even though your logic is true, but Chazal did not differentiate between yeah ponui or not ponui. This may well be called the principle that you find in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of places. And what's it called? Loi plug. What does it mean, loi plug? Chazal don't differentiate. When they institute a gzeira for a particular reason, even in the event that reason is not applicable for whatever reason, very often they'll say loy plug, but we don't differentiate anyway. Why? For simple reasons, like Tosis just said, to osi limiti. Otherwise, if every single case will have its own set of rules, then it's going to come to a mistake. People get confused. I'll give you a classic example. There is a famous discussion, the opinion of the Bahag, that when you light your candles on Friday night, that is Kabbalah Shabbos. Big chiddush of the Bahag. Almost all Rishonim disagree, and they hold, what's Kabbalah Shabbos got to do with lighting candles? It's still Erev Shabbos. When you go to shul and you have Marev, that's different. Or if you say I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos, what's lighting candles got to do with it? But either way, that's the opinion of the Bahag, and the minig of us Ashkenazim is that the women, not the men, the women, when they light, they're machme for the Bahag, they shouldn't do malacha afterwards. Now, here comes a question. Some maintain that what does that mean, the hadlokas neiris is Kabbalah Shabbos? It's not the lighting of the candles, rather, it's the actual brocha. When you say Asher Kishon, you say Sevetzivon, l'hadlik neir, shel Shabbos, so you've just declared it's Shabbos. In which case, you've got yourself into a sticky situation. Why? Because once you've made a bracha, if indeed that's Kabbalah Shabbos, well, how can you light the candles afterwards? It's Shabbos. So for that reason, that's why all of our wives switch the order. And that's what it says in the Ramah. That they should first light the candles and then make a bracha, which is a very strange thing to do. Why is it strange? Because normally, whenever you do a mitzvah and you have a bracha, the bracha always goes before. We learned this in the Gemara and Sukkah. It's called Oivel Asiyosam. But here, you don't have that choice. Because if you make the bracha before, then what's going to happen? You're stuck. You're Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, we switch the order. So they cover the eyes, etc., etc., etc. Fine. That is the Bahag. Again, most opinions disagree with the Bahag. But that is the Minhag of Ashkenazi women, as brought down by the Ramah in Siman Reish Samach. Gimel, Sif, Hey, and Sif Yud. Now, the question would be, fine, so that's what you've got to do on a Friday night. What do you do, however, on Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, if you would make the bracha, what are you going to tell me? Oh, that's it, you've just been makabel Yom Tov. So what? You're allowed to light candles on Yom Tov. Therefore, logic would dictate that the order should be switched back and restored to what L'chairet should be all along. First the bracha, and then the adloka. And indeed, the Mogen Avraham quotes the wife of the Drisha. The wife of the Drisha came up with this shtickle too. The Drisha's wife, the Drisha is one of the main mefarshim on the Torah, and the Drisha's wife maintained that on Yom Tov, you should first make the bracha and then light. Remember, ideally, we would love everybody to make a bracha first. As we just said, you always make the bracha prior to the mitzvah. It's just that on a regular Shabbos, you don't have that option because it's already Shabbos. And you're not allowed to light a candle on Shabbos, says the wife of the Drisha, Beseder. But on Yom Tov, you are allowed to light a candle. It says, go back to normal rules, make a bracha first and then the lighting. So you know what the Mogen Avraham says? Three words. Ein chochma lenoshim. So some misunderstand that, and they think that the Mogen Avraham is making a disparaging comment towards the wife of the Drisha. The wife of the Drisha, she doesn't know what she's talking about, but the Mefarshim explained, no, that's not what he means. Ein chochma lenoshim doesn't mean ein chochma to the wife of the Drisha. It means the general women out there, ein chochma, they're going to get mixed up between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore we say Loi
Plug.
So therefore we're not disagreeing with the logic of the wife of the Drisha, we're just disagreeing with the halachics. You'd have, by the way, a similar shaila, just veering off topic a bit. Like I said, we don't really hold the Bahag, but the minig of the Ashkenazim is that the women who light go with the Bahag. What does it mean they go with the Bahag? That when they light candles, it's Kabbalah Shabbos, but not men. If for some reason your wife can't light, she's not feeling well, she's out of town and you're lighting, that's not Kabbalah Shabbos. And you can drive to shul afterwards. And Shabura says, L'chatchila, you should make it tonight. But Mikra Din is no problem. It's not Kabbalah Shabbos. So now you've got an interesting question. So what should men do? Brocha first or lighting first?
Brocha first.
So according to the wife of the Drisha, obviously the brocha first. The wife of the Drisha maintained that even women should make a brocha first on Yom Tov. So the Mogen Avraham disagrees and says, Loi Plug. But maybe for men, there's no Loi Plug, because men are never lighting. This whole discussion would be halacha ayin shom. But either way, that is a classic example of loy plug.
Well, whenever men would light, it would always be before, so there would
be. Yeah, so maybe there's no loy plug, right? So that's the example of loy plug. That once as an institution, this is what you have to do. So this is what you have to do.
How do we know at this point where Tosfos holds? Tosfos merely gave us two opinions.
Ve'ein nira, right. Tosfos brings ve'yesh mafarshim and then says ve'ein nira.
Ve'ein nira, not for Tosfos, but
But that's the Baal Tosfos that Tosfos is quoting here. It seems to be that the maskana of this Tosfos for the moment is he disagrees. The opening words of Tosfos were ve'yesh mafarshim. There are some who explain what's their name. We have no idea for the moment. So Tosfos ve'ein nira. Again, the Rabbeinu Elchanan is not disagreeing with the logic. Of course, logic is soundproof. What are you worried about? The ein beis abli aponui, that it's not vacated. Pseudo. So logic dictates. If you tell them 1 second, can every priest put their food down? Everybody swallow down. Now the beis abli is ponui. So of course, logic dictates that there's no problem anymore. And now you can have one bracha on behalf of everybody. Says Rabbeinu Elchanan, I don't disagree with that. Just halachically, I do disagree. Because there's a loy plug. Why a loy plug? It's too confusing. It's too confusing. We have to work out, check everybody's throat. Yeah, eating or not eating. Therefore, we're worried about a mistake. And therefore, the rule becomes one bracha on behalf of everybody. Everybody makes their own bracha. You cannot have somebody be moitzi everybody else because it'll just bring about confusion. Fine. Now, Tosfos says a new point. V'hatoy v'hametiv. Now, what is this bracha v'hatoy v'hametiv? V'hatoy v'hametiv, as we're going to see, is a bracha which is made on any toiv in which the beneficiary of that toiv is not just the mevarech himself. I'm very, very often asked, just this week somebody asked me, I just moved into a new apartment, what bracha do I make? A mafurash gemara, if you buy a bais, you make a bracha of shechianu. And yet, in 99% of cases, you don't make a shechianu when you buy a new house. Why? Because the beneficiaries of that house is not just you, unless you're living by yourself. It's your wife, your children, your family. So then the bracha switches from Shechionu to Hatoiv HaMetiv. The Gemara says, Mufurish, if you are Boina Bayis Chodosh, Vrach Shechionu, say that, it's too much, you live by yourself. If you buy a car, Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins, you should make a bracha. Which bracha? Hatoiv HaMetiv. Again, if somebody lives by himself, he's a bachelor, then you'd say Shechionu, that's something else. But if not, the other people are beneficiaries of this as well, then he doesn't say Shechionu, rather, Hatoiv HaMetiv.
If I never made that bracha, should I make it now?
How long have you had your car for?
It's like my house.
Oh, your house? Oh, so that's a good shayla. So I once asked a shayla to my Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Ulman. Incidentally, to whose son I wrote an email 2 days ago. saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mesaviv. There's not a single day that goes past I don't mention him. Now, 9:45 in the morning, you were just mezakim me with the first mention of the day. I once asked a shayla to Shimon Zalman Ullman, who was negeh to me as well. I bought a house, Baruch Hashem, here in Gimel, and for whatever reason, I forgot to sivat evameti immediately. So it's an interesting question, because it's not clear in the poskim. Essentially, it is for as long as you still feel the newness and the excitement of the house. How long have you been over a year there?
2 years.
So therefore, there's a famous eitzah. You know what the famous eitz is? To make the bracha of Ateva Meitiv now is questionable. Because it's not fresh. The house is 2 years old. All the kids have tramped up the wall, foot marks halfway up the ceiling. So therefore the poskim have a very practical eitzah. Next time you have a meal, you should announce ahead of time what you're doing. When you make the fourth bracha, which is what? Ateva HaMeitiv. You should have in mind that is referring not only to the benching but to the house as well. So it's a broad down in the poskim, but you should tell them that you're doing so. Otherwise, they'll think you're just benching. Very interesting. There's a whole discussion: if somebody's wife has a baby, what bracha should they make? Again, difference in minhagim. So the general minig, at least amongst Ashkenazim, is if it's a girl, shechiyonu; if it's a boy, ateva meitiv. Amongst the Sfaradim, not. Now, there is a Rav, Sfaradi Rav in Aleph. You probably remember in Rosh Hazelik. You remember he used to sit behind me in the Grosh Shul. Remember I used to sit in the morning Seder?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Baki and
Nida. Right, Baki, yeah. Many things. His name is Rav Amsalem.
Yeah. Rav
Yitzhak Amsalem. He's sitting much behind me in morning Seder for many, many years. And he's a Sfaradi Rav. Now, he had twins a number of years ago, twin boys. And he was extremely excited. And he was desperate to make the brach of Ateva Meitiv. But the Sfaradi poskim don't allow. I mean, that's not the meaning of the Sfaradi. It's a boy and it's twins. I mean, what do you want to know? Shisha Bakeres Echos? I have to have a six and a goat to make a bracha? So Lemaisa, he asked one of the big Sfaradi authorities. And he was told, no, under no circumstances. But if you want, have a bread-based meal. And then in the bracha of Ateva HaMeitiv, you can have kavona that this is referring to your boys as well. I want to have two meals to tell native twice. But either way, this, I remember somebody called me recently. He said, my wife had a baby, what bracha do you make? I said, well, when was the baby born? He says, about 15 seconds ago. He's calling from the Cheder Leida in the hospital. So that's the general custom. I'll call upon him. So that's the bracha of Ateva Meitiv. Ateva Meitiv is the bracha that you make on any item when the beneficiary is you and also other people besides for yourself. Now, says Tosis, V'hatoiva meitiv, why are we discussing this bracha, by the way? Because there's a whole complicated area of halacha where there will be occasion that you make hatoiva meitiv over wine. It's very complicated halachas. If you bring wine to the table, you say agofen. If you then bring a second wine, which is better than the first, then you make a bracha ha-toivah ha-meitiv. So Tosfos says, v'ha-toivah ha-meitiv, yesh mefaresh, some explain that what? Shepoita la-acherim le-kulei alma. Some say that according to all opinions, you can have one person being meitzi everybody else. Even though we just spent the last half an hour talking about the brach of Boir Pri Agofen in wine, and we've just said that what? That essentially everybody's going to make their own bracha. And even though Tosfos quoted in the name of Yesh Mefarshim that under some circumstances you could have one being Moitzi everybody, but Rabbeinu Elchanan disagreed, there's a whole big machlekes. Says Tosfos, but over here some say there's no machlekes. That's all with regard to Boir Pri Agofen. But with regard to Ateva Meitiv, it's all very different. Why? Dahochi Mashma. Because this is the Mashmos. This is the understanding of the Brocha. Hatoiv, quote unquote, La'atzmai. V'hameitiv, La'acharini, to others. Shehem Shoisim Mimenu. Therefore, so what? So therefore, it's the bracha that I, as the balabayas, am making, and it's referring to my hanoa from wine, and to everybody else's hanoa from wine. So I'm not so much as being moitzi you. I'm announcing that I have wine from which a lot of people will benefit. Therefore, I can make one bracha. Says Tosus again, no. V'rabbeinu Yechiel hoya oima deloy hi. It's not so. Deshayach nami. Because over here it is also applicable, quote unquote, ein beis hablia ponui. That four-word phrase, ein beis hablia ponui, where? Which the Gemara said is the reason why you don't have one brocha hagofen bimoitzi all, is applicable equally to ateva meitiv, veloi plug. Again, we do not differentiate bein hatoiv ubein birkas hayayin. So he explains. Demishum hay taima. Because of this reason, hatoiv ledidei. Hatoiv, quote unquote, for himself. Umeitiv, quote unquote, laachrini. Einoi, poiter, acherim. You would not exempt other people. You're suggesting that what? The one brocha matoiv ha-meitiv, one brocha will fit all? No. Doho ha-meitiv shayich afilu sheloi bifnei ha-meitivin loi. When I make a brocha ha-toiv ha-meitiv, again, what's the translation of that brocha? It's toiv for who? For me. And the meitiv? For other people. One second. Those other people are here, they're listening. Not necessarily, says Tosus. It's my bracha. I'm not being moitzi you. It's my bracha in which I'm declaring and I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the item that I've been granted, from which I can benefit and from which I can bring benefit to others as well. But it's not that I'm making their bracha. It's my bracha, which has two parts. In which case, says Tosus, if you cannot be moitzi other people, because they're not really connected to this bracha at all. That's what Tosa says. Doha meitiv shayich, because the meitiv is appropriate, afilu shaloi bifnei, even if it is not in front of hameitivin loi. How do I know? I'll prove it, says Tosa. Kud amrin on lekamon perek haroya, later on in perek haroya, which is in brachas, daf nun tes amud beis. You know what it says there? The halacha we quoted before. Amrulai yolda ishtecha zacha. They told him, your wife has given birth to a baby boy. Now, what does it mean they told him? That means clearly, where's the husband?
Somewhere else,
not with the wife. Otherwise, it doesn't need to be told. He was there. So they told him, Mazel Tov, your wife has given birth to a baby boy. And it says in the Gemara there, Oymer, Baruch, Hatoiv, Vahameitiv. Why Hatoiv, Vahameitiv? Again. Hatoiv, quote unquote, ledidei, vahameitiv, quote unquote, leishtei. So again, who is the beneficiary, as it were, of this baby boy? Both the father and the mother. Afal gav de'ein ishtoi etzloi, period. Even though his wife is clearly not with him, as we just explained. If they are informing him that his wife had a baby, then obviously he's not there. So how can he make a bracha teva meitiv on behalf of his wife if his wife is not even there? The answer is, he's not making a bracha on behalf of his wife. Who is he making the bracha on behalf of?
Himself.
He's just declaring that I'm the beneficiary and there are others as well, for which I am thanking. But I'm not being moitzi my wife. In which case, I can make the bracha even when the wife is not there. Ah, says Tosus, if that's the case, so Mamela, when we bring wine to the table and there's a bracha b'toiv ha-meitiv to be said, if I make a bracha b'toiv ha-meitiv, am I being moitzi you with that bracha? No! As we just proved in the case of the husband and wife, clearly the husband is not being moitzi the wife with a bracha, because if he was being moitzi the wife with a bracha, what would have to be the halachic requirement? She would have to be there at the time. You can't be moitzi anybody without any exception. You can't be moitzi somebody with a bracha if they can't hear you making that bracha. So how can the husband be moitzi the wife? The answer must be, the hatoiva hametiv doesn't mean that I'm making a bracha for me and for you. I'm not making a bracha for you. It's a bracha for me. It has two parts. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for an item in which I'm benefiting from, and also others are benefiting from. But I'm not being moitzi her. So therefore, when I make a bracha hatoiva hametiv on the wine, am I being moitzi the mesubin? No! What am I saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Thank you for bringing wine from which I can enjoy and my guests can enjoy, but I'm not being moitzi them. In which case, there's no such thing as Echad Mavarech Lekulam.
But like any bracha, if the guests want to be yotzi with him,
so then you're back.
Can.
Yeah, no, 1 second. But then you're back to the takana of the Mishnah.
Uh-huh.
The Mishnah says Echad Mavarech Lekulam. It's just that some thought that this would be different. Because the whole nature of the bracha is for me and for you. So Toi says, no, you've misunderstood the bracha. It doesn't mean for me and for you. The whole bracha is for me. I mean, I'm not my mitzi you. The whole bracha is for me.
So the Rav is saying you cannot.
So therefore, that's why Toisus is saying that even though, again, what's the structure of Toisus? Toisus began, there are four stages to this Toisus. You want to number them, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Stage number one was Yesh Mefarshim. Some say that this Svar of Ein Beis HaBli Eponui is only if they're busy eating. But if you announce Savri, and they all put their food down, and now they're concentrating on me, I can be Moitzi Echad Mavarech Lekulam. Stage number one. Stage number two, says Toisus, in the name of Rabbeinu Elchanan, you're right in theory, you're wrong in practice. Why? Two words, loy plug. We can't start differentiating between, are they listening to me, are they not listening to me, are their throats full, are their throats not full, finished. I've always got to have every single person making a brocha. That was stage two. Stage three is that someone to suggest that, okay, that's all true with regard to Boir Priyagofen. But with regard to Baruch HaToiva HaMeitiv, the whole nature of the bracha is I am making a bracha for me, and I'm also making a bracha for you. So obviously, that one person can make a bracha for everybody. Says Toisa, stage four, you're wrong. I'm not making a bracha for you. I'm making a bracha for myself. You also have to make a Baruch HaToiva HaMeitiv.
Why doesn't everyone just say Shavyana?
No.
If the bracha is only for that person, just like a person who's only living in that house, they say Shavyana.
Yes, actually, I take a step back. I might be wrong in that. It could be Tosis means to suggest that everybody will not be making a bracha teva metiv. Just like, for example, if I buy a new car, or I buy a new house, and I make a bracha teva metiv, all the beneficiaries of the house, they don't make a bracha.
Right.
In the same way as we just said with the case of husband and wife. The husband makes a bracha. That's it. Either way, the nature of this bracha is not that I'm making a bracha for me and also for you. It's not for you. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu on my behalf and my behalf only that I was zeicha to, as it were, a double-barreled gift. Why is it a double-barreled gift? Not only am I benefiting from it, but also others as well.
Like a quasi yotzei, because if Reuven and Sarah married and then all of a sudden they're about to buy a home and Reuven passes away, then Sarah would make that bracha.
For sure, because now she's the only beneficiary. Sure.
So by him saying it, it does kind of alleviate her chiyuv to say it.
Yeah, but he
looks like
it's not alleviating it. She didn't receive the house, not her house. It's his house. Like if I buy a car. So the beneficiaries of this car could be my wife, could be the children, it could be the people I give a ride to Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel in the morning. There's many people who benefit, but ultimately it's my gift, it's not their gift.
But I'm not saying Shechiyonu because I'm not isolated. There's other people that are
part. One second. You don't have to make Shechiyonu if you use a new item, only if you own it. So for the only person who has to make a bracha on this car is the one who bought the car. Now the question is, how many people are benefiting? If he's the only beneficiary, Shechiyonu. If there are several beneficiaries, then Hateva Meitiv. So I'm not absolving you of your chiv. You have zero chiv to make Hateva Meitiv on my car, even if you ride in it every single day. It's not like a fruit where we're all eating fruit and we all have to make Shechiyonu. It's my car, I'm going to make a brocha. Which brocha am I going to make? Hateva Meitiv, because you too are also a beneficiary. I'm not being mitzi you with that brocha. You're not mechuyev to make a brocha at all.
Can you say Hateva Meitiv if you don't own it?
No.
You're given wine at someone's table.
Oh, so that's what we have to check up now. Who's going to make Hateva Meitiv in the wine?
Right.
So the mice, you do own it now. Now it's your wine.
So everyone would make their own. Everyone.
That's what Tosfos is saying. Don't tell me that Echod Mevorech Lekulon. No.
Right.
I'm not making a bracha on your behalf. I'm making a bracha on my own personal behalf. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me wine from which I can benefit and from which other people can benefit as well. That's the fourth stage. Now, Tosfos says, I'm a little bit stuck. Avol, now really this is a new point. I'm not sure how this comes in over here. Really, this should have gone on the previous sugya. Therefore, make sure you pencil in a big period just before the word Avol. Avol tzorich iyun ktsas. Says Tosfos, but it needs a bit of iyun to understand the following point. You may have dollar. Let's do a questionnaire around the table. Reb Nachum. Kiddush Friday night, standing or sitting?
I stand because my father slept.
Right. The whole of Kiddush you stand? So do I. What about Havdalah, sitting or standing?
I stand because my father did.
Rav Ron, what do you do? Kiddush, standing or sitting?
Standing.
Havdalah? Standing. Rav Moshe Zelig, what do you do? Standing or sitting?
Kiddush standing, Havdalah sitting.
Okay, so all the people on this side of the table, myself included, stand for Kiddush and sit for Havdalah. Why do I do that? Because my father did. So we're in good company. So the question now becomes, but some people, like my father-in-law, do stand for Havdalah.
That's right, Ma.
Correct.
Yeah.
So now, look at Tosfos. Avol tzorich iyun ktsas. It needs a bit of iyun. May Havdalah sha'onu mavdilin v'oimdin. We make Havdalah standing, says Tosfos. Heich. Onu poitrin ze eze miyayin ume avdolah. How can we exempt each other? I'm making avdolah standing. Now, 1 second. If I'm standing, that's definitely not a hesevo. Remember, Tosfos has already pointed out in a previous Tosfos that the equivalent of leaning in those days is what nowadays?
Yoshvin.
So, what's the equivalent of their Yoshvin? Oimdim. When we stand, that's like they're sitting. It's aray, right? We said you go to a kiddush and you bump into your friend. You're not eating together. It's not a kviya suda together. You're just having a little snack. So if Avdalah is recited standing, how can I exempt people from the brocha? What happens? One person makes Avdalah and then everybody drinks the wine. How can that be? Acharei she'ein onu lo yoishvin v'lo yimesubin. After all, we are neither sitting nor leaning, in which case, whichever way you look at this sugya, there's definitely no kvias.
He's saying multiple people are drinking after hapa.
Right, he says, Hechanu poitrin zeze. The shemo yesh loima. Maybe we can suggest it's a shemo. Shemo means perhaps, so this is not apparently completely convinced. The shemo yesh loima. Mitoich shekoivin atzmon, because there is a kvius kedei lotzeis yidei avdola. Certainly, we've all come together. Forget the drinking for the moment. We've definitely all come together for avdola. Nobody's planning on making their own individual Avdolah. There's one person, probably the Balabais, who's making Avdolah on everybody's behalf. So when we're all huddled round over here, They may be standing, that's true, but there is a kvius. Tamis have established themselves, they're not going to drift off in the middle. Remember, what is always the difference between a kvius and a non-kvius? If I'm not eating together with you, you could in the middle just wander away, we've got no connection. Whereas if you're sitting around the table eating a meal with me, that's called a kvius.
Keep now, there for a purpose.
Right, so with regard to Abdullah, also, everybody is there and determined to stick there till the end because one of Yates Abdullah. So maybe you can say, Kov'inami Akula Milsa. So maybe we can say that's considered therefore a kvius with regard to all matters, meaning even the drinking of the wine. Even though essentially, why are they all huddled round there? The main purpose is in order to be Yetzer which mitzvah, the mitzvah of Havdalah, and that really is a kvius because nobody's going to go and drift off in the middle. But maybe in light of that, we can now consider it a kvius with regard also to other matters such as the drinking of the wine. But says Tosfos, olakach no'ev toiv. Therefore, says Tosfos, it's definitely correct and it's the right thing to do. Lemavdil, v'gam l'shoimim. The best would be if the Mavdil, the one who's making Avdolah, and also for the listeners, what should they do? Rav Moshe Zelig, here comes a big cheer. Sheyeshvu. Says Tosfos, as far as I'm concerned, the answer that I could suggest was only a Shemo Yesh Loima. That's the best I could muster it up. It's a bit of a Deichuk, says Tosfos. Therefore, best is really they should sit down. Sheyeshvu b'shas havdalah. Best is if everybody would sit down during havdalah. She'oz yeh nireh kekeva. Then it really does seem a proper kvius because you're properly sitting down. And then upoitere som, you can jolly well exempt them. So now Tosfos is not denying that it seems to be that the custom is not so. And that's why Tosfos was so bothered. Seems to be the custom is that people say Abdullah standing. Where's the kvius? There's no kvius standing. So you have to say, no, you're riding on the back of the kvius of Abdullah. Therefore, you can throw in for free the bracha of Agofen as well. But Tosfos wasn't very convinced about that. The proof is because he called it Shemo Yeshloima. Maybe you can suggest it for want of a better explanation. I have no other way of explaining. Says Tosfos, but best would be to avoid the issue.
The Rav seems to be implying that the drinking of the wine is separate, distinct from Havdalah.
Right, sure it is. Because you've got no chiyuv to drink the wine. You've got zero chiyuv to drink the wine.
So
the person makes Havdalah.
If you want to drink,
right,
you don't have to make your
wine. Right. So therefore, apparently the minhag was, one person made Havdalah, everybody drank the wine, not just the Mavdil. The question was, how can I be moitzi you? There's no kvius. So what's Tosfos Teretz is? Well, there was a kvius with regard to the mitzvah of Havdalah. So we'll stick together, we'll say, so there's that kvius helps also for the Boyer Pri Hagofen. Remember, there's two separate issues over here, and in fact, there's two separate brachas as well. One bracha is Boyer Pri Hagofen, one bracha is Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. Now, the most important kvius over here is, of course, with regard to Havdalah. That's why we're all here. You don't need to drink. I need to drink. You don't need to drink. Even in Kiddush, by the way, a lot of people don't know this. Friday night Kiddush, the Makadesh needs to drink, or actually technically one person needs to drink, but it's L'chatchila the Makadesh. But the fact that everybody else drinks, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, is a Hidur Mitzvah. It's a Hidur Mitzvah, very nice thing to do, you know. Chuyav to do it. But in as much as you want to drink, and you're going to be Yotze with my... So now it's interesting, Tosfos did not discuss Kiddush over here.
Why does the Rav say Friday night and not Shabbos day?
Yeah, Shabbos day also the same. But Friday night is a little bit different, because Friday night, again, it's different minhagim. Some people do sit for Davin, for Kiddush, as the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah discuss. But those who stand, L'chaira, we get involved in the same pickle.
I feel like everyone sits for drinking, though. Like we say it, but then we sit. Does the Rav sit and drink, or is?
Yes, we sit and drink.
Right.
Yeah.
So is that maybe?
Not sure.
Do you make the bracha? I make the bracha and I sit.
That's the correct thing. Either way, the reason why those who stand, the reason why they stand, is because Vayechulu on Friday night is considered like Eidus, giving testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and Eidus has to be said standing. Now, that itself is not necessarily a altogether sufficient reason why, and this is why some people have the minhag to sit down in the middle of Kiddush. Because if you're only coming for the reason of Eidus, it's only Vayechulu that's the Eidus. But once you get off, you say, Baruch HaTashem, Asher Kiddushon, that's not Eidus. So some people indeed, they say Vayechulu standing, and then the Bracha sitting, for that reason. Mm-hmm. Some of the minhag to stand from beginning to end. Best is, you should do whatever your minhag is. Minhag Yisrael Teir. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, Be'ez Hashem. And next time, on Thursday, Abba Aleinu L'Teiva, we will continue the Gemara to the bottom.